We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Umenolon Dahachihu. And how do you know that Yedarshin a klal a prat a klal? Now you're going to ask me. We just went through that. We just went through three pshatim. So Tosis right away speaks about this, and he says it's going on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Darshin a klal prat a klal, and Yemarbe kein a prat, and therefore you only marbe the things like immature grapes and the wormy grapes. And the question is, where does he know that from? Now, that's a little bit shower, so then we say we know Nazir. Nazir is the Makar for that. So the Mepharshim explain that the Gemara that brought down the Pshat and the Rabbanon is Prat HaKlal Prat, it's not a Braisa. It's the Balei HaGemara who said that. It's the Balei HaGemara who said that. Now, the question is, how did the Balei HaGemara know that the Rabbanon Darshan is just a thing called Prat HaKlal Prat? You know, all of a shas, you have klal, prat, klal, which means you have a general, a specific, and a general. Who says a drasha called prat, klal, prat? Who told you such a thing? And that therefore you go ahead and darshan it by nazir. Where do we have a makar for that in the Torah? Besides for this, where do you have a brisa that brings this down, and where the Balei HaGemara can have a makar from that? So I'll tell you where. Zokta Gemara, I'll tell you where. No long tohachi, the title to the brisa. In the pasuk of Maisa Sheni, it says that you transfer, you have Maisa Sheni, is you take 10% of your produce after you take truma, you take 10%, give it to the Meiser, give it to Meiser Rishon, which is the Levi, then you take another 10%, Meiser Sheni, which has to be brought up to Eretz Yisrael. Now, if a guy owns a few thousand acres, and he has to bring a 10% up to the Yerushalayim, he'll have to take a few tractor trailers to bring up, and those days they didn't have tractor trailers, to bring up their payers. What do? You transfer it to money, you take the money off to Yerushalayim, and that money is Maisa Sheni money. Maisa Sheni money, you can't just go to Skyline and go out to eat. You have to use the right things. You have to use it for the right things. You have to buy maybe kavanis. You have certain things. So the pasuk says what you can use it for. Zok the pasuk on sata kesev v'chalash tav nafshecha, anything you want. Uva bakar, uva tzoin, uva yayin, uva sheicha v'chalash tashalcha nafshecha. V'chal tashon v'nei shalom kecha v'samach ta'ato v'yisecha. So we dash over here. There's a klal, there's a prat klal prat. Why? It says v'sata kesev v'chalash tav nafshecha klal. This is actually a klal prat a klal. V'sata kesev v'chalash tav nafshecha klal. This is a klal prat a klal. Thoughts about a general. Anything you want. Then it says specifics. Bakar, v'tzoyin, v'yayin, v'shechar, prat. It has to be bakar, tzoyin, yayin, shechar. V'chaz, v'tzoshach, nafshecha, chaz of a klal. It's klal everything now. Klal prat a klal. Yeah, don't look at a prat. It has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish, pre, which means it's behemoth. It's like get misavra, zuma, zuma, and zilad. It comes from each other. And it's a gedule karka, which means they live off the ground. They eat eis v'aretz. Af kol pre-mipri has to be pre-mipri or gedule karka. What are coming to be marba? Well, marba oifos, birds, and we're coming to exclude fish, because fish and mayim and melach, three things, they're not pre-mipri and they're not gedule karka. So these things are not pre. They don't have both things. They're not pre-mipri. And they're not gedule karka. Dogim are not considered gedule karka. They live in the water. And mayim u'melach are not considered pre-mipri. They don't come from the peri. So therefore, we're coming to exclude. These things cannot be bought with ma'aser sheni money. Akaponim. So this is klal uprat uklal. And this will be the drasha. This will be the raya to our case. Even though this is a klal prat uklal. But we're going to say it's the same thing like prat uklal, prat, uklal, prat. Now Rav Eliezer always darshins riba miyat riba. So according to Rav Eliezer, you can marba extra thing. Dugim are included, and you only mayat mayim emelech. That's the Tosfos speaks out. Now the Gemara will explain the drashas a little more. The Gemara will explain a little drashas. Mechti klal uprat uklal ke'em proto deninon. If the way it works is that klal uprat uklal, we marba Ke'en prata, like the prata, klola basra mayhani. What's the last klola for? You have klal, general, prat, and then you have to marba like the prat. So what do you need the last klal for? The more answer is, ahani la asufe kol adomale. That means like this, that if you didn't have the last klal, you just had a klal, general, and a prat. For example, let's say you had, b'chol ash tav nafshecha, b'boko v'choyim v'yayim v'shecha. Then the halacha would be is, you only have masha prat, because the prat is a pirush on the cloud. I told you, the Torah said, I told you everything, but only these things. That's it. You need the last cloud to have a right to be marba other things. You marba other things, and then you marba ke'ena prat. Like, for example, by Nazir, you'll be marba other things. You'll be marba other things, like of immature grapes, those type of things. Here also, you'll be marba other things, like oifos. That's going to be the last cloud. So the last cloud is, Mehel tells you to be marba, called domilet. Vesu, by prat or cloud prat, ke'ena prat aninon, prat abas mahele. We said the similar drasha is prat or cloud prat. So there you have a prat and a cloud, and then another prat. Why need last prat? What last prat doing? Because the lav prata, you'd say the opposite. Lav prata basra, I mean, a nasa klal, moisav al prat. If you had a prat and a klal, the lacha is, you moisav everything, even branches, you'd be moisav. Comes the last prata, says, no, you only keep marbe ke'ain, you only keep marbe ke'ain ha prat, which would only mean the immature grapes and the wormy grapes. You need last prata to tell you that you don't marbe everything. So, Frank the Gemara, Mechti, train klali uprata, but train prati uklala, ke'en prata ninon, maiki beni beni. What's the difference, Taka, between a prat klal uprat and a klal prat klal? What's the difference? Is there any difference? Dr. Gemara, yes, there is a difference. The difference is like this. Maiki beni beni, ika the ilu tartin klali uprata, if you have two klalim and a prat, so, if there's a prat that's doimed to it, even on one sad, marbinon. Because there, you have two klalim. You have two klalim, that's already a lot. But terei prat of a klalim, I have one klal, iika prat of a shneitzdod marbinon, bechad sad lo marbinon. It has to be doimed and tuchdodim, and not enough in one sad. Not enough in one sad. It has to be doimed and tuchdodim. So, something like this. If you have a klal, prat, a klal, you marbin so much, it's enough to be one sad. But if it's the other way, if it's a prat klal prat, if it's prat klal prat, so then it's not another klal. Then you have to have diamond two ways. I don't know if I've said it right. Klal prat klal has to it can be klal prat if it's enough if it's a one way because you have extra klal. It's enough if it's diamond prat one way. When it's prat klal prat, it has to be diamond two ways. Very good, Maisha. Maisha has a good bamba kasha then, Lachar. It says before by Maisha Shani. It says there when a sata kesef chalotav shach as a klal. Good kasha. Bakav tzayin is a prat. Then the chalos tzachar avshah is a klal, right? That's a case four. Extra klal, right?
It's my kasha.
And there it says, it's extra klal there, and there it says, you have to be done with two things. That's a prima prigadul karka. So what's going on here? What's going on? It's a bunch of bamba kasha. I didn't find this kasha anyway, but Maisa, Toysis in Mesechus Erevin asks this kasha. Toysis in Erevin asks this kasha. You might ask this kasha. So he says,
I made you look in the Erevin.
No, what? There's the same sug in Erevin, big cloud product, cloud sug in Erevin. And there he asked the kasha. What is the answer? He answers, Ok Taisvis, that the Yeshloima, the Shneit Stodim the Hocha, he's talking about the same exact Drosha, have a kechad sad. The Hosom, the Shneit Stodim, pre Vigduli Karka Shavimain. Taisvis' answer is that. There's a third thing tzad that has to be similar there, and that we wouldn't have. We don't. There the Gemara says domi shnei tzadim or three tzadim. He's saying pre and gduli karka are exactly the same thing. The third thing would be vlad vladis would be the third thing. Back upon him would be vlad vladis, and that doesn't have. But these two tzadim are really one tzad. That's the answer to the kasha because saying klal prat klal is enough if it's domi on one tzad. So Tosfos Erev is answering that here that it says pre mepri and gduli karka are really one sad. It's really one sad. I and Shom Tosfos Afchav Ches Samad Aleph and Masechtas Erevin that explains this. If you want more beer, Zokti Gemara Mechti Prat veKlal Nasa Klal Moisval Prat Vesrabi Komili Prat uKlal. If you have just a Prat uKlal Nasa Klal Moisval Prat Vesrabi Komili. Remember everything. Umiyit veRiba Nami Riba Akol Vesrabi Komili. What's the difference? Zok Tigmara Ika Dilu Prataklal Marbina Nafila Alam Vilovim Umiat Variba Lovim in Alam Loi. So it comes out like this. We said before that if you have a Riba Miat Riba, it's better than a klal prataklal. But if there's only two things, then there's a difference. When you have a prataklal, it's marba everything. Marba everything, even alum lovin, which Tosfos says even the hard branches. Miat veriba would only be marba lulavim, but not Only be marble love him, not alim. And not alim, which means not any of the hard stuff. That's what Tosfos learns. Not the hard stuff. Tosfos answers here. If you have something, the la'el, before it said that according to Rabbi Yezu, a marba alim, the ilmar ba alim rakin, dummy the love him. The kosh aksas, don't aksas the shifshisa. And Tosfos explains what's the pshat. What's the pshat why Prata Klal works different than Mia Tariba. It says, Raf, Tosfos, Rimu Tosfos, Ravasa Ikam. When it's a klal and a prat, have a prat perusha shal klal. V'soysim avatal kalagamri. This is the opposite case. When you have a klal a prat, that wipes it out. Because it's a pirush kilohaya. Have a riba miyat. The ain miyat pirushoy. It's not a pirush of it. Then kilo. There's only riba exas and exas. Here, but here when the prat is koydim a klal. The klal is moisiv la prat, mavat la prat la gamri. It's like it's not here. It's not here. The klal says the prat's not even here. It's not pirish. It's not here. But by miyat deriba, there it's more. They work in hand in hand. A miyat deriba work hand in hand. By a prat or klal, just like when it's a klal and a prat, the prat wipes out the klal. So the opposite way also wipes it out. You just go with the last thing. Just go with the last thing. Last thing is like a pierce on the first thing. You go with the last thing. Mashiach and Miyat Riba, they work hand in hand, and therefore, there is some leeway to Mayat Sam and Marav Sam. That's the chiluk between Prat HaKlal and Miyut V'Riba. Ad Kan, the sugya of the drashas, and Miyat Hashem, on the next sugya is a Veltz Shas sugya, the sugya of Hetem Mitzar of the Isser, and Tam K'Iker, for those that learned Psachim recently, we'll have a good head start in that. But it goes with Tublat, the Geshmak and Sugya coming up of Tam Kik and Hetam Starfless.